So the next section we're going into is in remembrance. So this is a 15-minute slot. So Aunty Wilma Williams Kelly will do Those Who Left Us in 2020, followed by Sister Beverly Andrew with a song, I Don't Know About Tomorrow.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry, we're trying for visual effects, but I nearly set myself on fire. Yeah, it still doesn't work, does it?
Oh, it's too bright, though.
Yeah. Sorry, what I was trying for were some candles. Can anyone see that? It just doesn't work, does it?
You can see it.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
In remembrance, those who left us in 2020. Over the last few days, the media has been showcasing the celebrities that died during 2020. We at Stokey also want to recognise, acknowledge, and remember those who have been laid to rest during this past year. It goes without saying that this has been a very difficult year. The fact that we have not been together so that we can physically encircle one another with arms of love and comfort has exacerbated the whole painful situation. In the NHS, we are taught that pain is what the patient says it is. And this year, for each of us, our pain has been deeply personal. As a church, we have had to say goodbye to 10 members in 2020. I don't believe that we have ever before suffered such a high number of losses in any single year of our church's history. While our relationship with each of them will have been different, a void has or will be experienced. In January, before the pandemic was declared, we had our first and last church-wide funeral, that of Sister Joyce Edwards. Sister Edwards loved my son Nathan, and as such, me by default. She was as kind as she was stern. In her latter years, loneliness and a diagnosis of dementia changed her personality. I am grateful to God that through his mercies, Sister Edwards didn't have to experience these long months of lockdown. As we entered the national lockdown in March, we were shocked and in disbelief as we heard of the death of Sister Yvonne Smith. Which of us doesn't have a story to tell of how at some point or another, we received counsel from her, delivered with concern and love? It is said that mothers are the buttons that hold the world together. The legacy and the legend that was Yvonne Smith lives on in many of us. March also saw the passing of a man of whom I had the honour to call Dad. You may have known him as Brother Erlu Baggett, but when I called him that, he asked me what was wrong. I grew up under his roof, I ate at his table and I received his discipline, although I'll have you know that I was the good girl. Brother Baggett fought his good fight, raised some headstrong girls into powerful women, and then took his rest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The month of April was particularly hard as our storm continued. We were advised of the death of Sister Gwendolyn. I didn't know Sister Gwen personally, so I had to turn to her friend, Sister Malcolm, to ask her to tell me about her. Sister Malcolm said that they had been friends for more than 60 years, and that when she thought of her, she thought of fun. Sister Gwen had lived close to Sister Malcolm's mother in Jamaica. So when Sister Malcolm would go visit her mother, they would hook up. When they came here, Sister Gwen worked on the buses as a conductress before becoming a carer. She had two children. She was kind. She loved to cook and to share. I think that given the opportunity, Sister Gwen and I would have been good friends too. I hope she knew that her friend could speak with such genuine love and compassion about her. In April, we received the news that Sister Vinnie Cohen had died. This was a lady that I remembered for her beautiful laughter. She had left Stokey some years previously because she relocated to be with her daughter. But one of my memories of Sister Cohen was being at the airport as they were preparing to depart for a general conference session. I was dropping my mum off. And as usual, their bags were too heavy so they had to decant, you know, some luggage. Well, out of Sister Cohen's bags rolled pounds of onions. The look of bewilderment on the face of the airport personnel was just classic. Without time to draw breath, and while still numbed by the passing of his mother, we were thrown into disbelief as we learned of the death of Brother Richard Smith. Richard was a young man. Have it all. He came from good stock. He had a beautiful wife and family, intelligence and good looks. I personally cannot use my email without thinking of Richard, as to his credit, he took the time and an unbelievable amount of patience to set up my email address more than 20 years ago and to teach me how to use it. My head knows that Father God does not make a mistake, but it sometimes takes my heart time to catch up. There was no let up in May. Brother Levi Lawrence, our centurion, became another casualty of the pandemic. Brother Lawrence and I were connected in that we shared the same family members. Two of my nephews were his grandsons. Brother Lawrence had hoped to be alive to see Jesus burst through the clouds of heaven. He didn't get that wish, but I am assured that he will see his Creator and King face to face. Sister Rose James was the next to die. Rose was a wonderful young woman who had struggled with both her mental and physical health. When unwell, she could be challenging, but she was a very kind and loving lady. I would encourage you to remember her for those traits. Rose was also very stylish, and I have no doubt that when we next see her, her long white robe will be beautifully accessorized. In June, Sister Cheryl Brown went to her eternal rest. There was so little warning. We didn't manage to say the things we wanted to say. I mean, I want to tell her that I get to work early these days. Can anyone fill that void? That perfect mix of sternness and girlish giggling. Sister Brown liked the Gaithers music, and there is a song that I would have liked to have sung to her. Look for me, for I'll be there too. In September, the death of Sister Iselin Henry was announced. She was one of our newest members. Again, I didn't know her very well, but my heart was warmed because she chose us. Her daughter held membership at one of our sister churches, but when Sister Henry decided to unite with a church, she chose us. She loved us first, and as any good romantic will know, if someone loves you first and chooses you, then you're loved indeed. In addition to our members that I've spoken about and acknowledged, we pause to remember our members whose loved ones have gone to rest. Mums and dads, siblings and spouses, aunts and uncles, lifelong friends. Very few homes and families this year have avoided the sting of death. But as before, I ask you to try to become better, not bitter, by these experiences. Our Father God has promised to give beauty for ashes and to exchange our tears for laughter. Isaiah 57, verses 1 and 2 says, "The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall gather into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness." I take that to mean that Father God puts us to sleep to save us. What a gracious and kind God we serve. It's been said that the church will never be the same again. And while that is true, it won't be exactly the same because we are all made uniquely different by Father God. Lights have gone out, but if you were here in this room, you would smell that the aroma of these candles remain. Our mandate and our legacy, I believe, is to use our lights to colour someone's way. So, you know, I'm a bit of a visual person. Can you see my colours? Okay. So commit with me to be better, not bitter. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that Jesus is coming soon. I don't know if he will have to put me to sleep in order to save me before he comes, but I want to be able to say, it is well with my soul. And I want to ask you, in the words of the Gaither song, when you've been there 10,000 years, a million or maybe two, look for me, because I'll be there too. Thank you. Donna.
The song that Tanya sings here was written by her daddy, Rusty Goodman.
When you finally make your be so much to view.
I want to thank Auntie Wilma for that heartfelt tribute. And now we're going to hear a song from Sister Beverly Stewart Andrew.
About tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, 'cause the sky gray, and I don't worry about the future, 'cause I know what Jesus said, and today I'm gonna beside him. He's the one who knows what is ahead.